As Margaret Anderson's family was escorted toward the stage lined with her photos, everyone in the packed auditorium at Pacific Lutheran University slowly raised their hands to a salute. The din of bagpipes filled the room to honor the 34-year-old, the first female ranger ever killed in the line of duty. One by one, family members and coworkers made their way to a podium bearing the crest of the National Park Service. They told stories about Anderson's work, demeanor, or just little things, like an old piece of newspaper her father, Pastor Paul Critch, and his wife kept on the fridge until it yellowed.
After Margaret went off to college, we had clipped out a cartoon from Dennis the Menace. Dennis is saying, "I'm having a Margaretless day." That we did when she moved away, going off to school and then being married, and that we will endure for the years ahead.
Even President Barack Obama expressed his condolences for the loss of Margaret Anderson. He sent a letter to the memorial and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to read it before delivering it to her husband Eric and two little girls.
"Please know that her contributions will live on in the hearts of all those whose lives she touched. My thoughts and prayers are with you, Anna and Katie, at this difficult time. Sincerely, Barack Obama."
This year would have marked Anderson's 10th as a park ranger. Her colleagues said she loved her job, and her presence pushed them to be better at theirs. Robert Dano hired her for her first ranger position in Utah.
"We lost her way too soon, and it's unfair on all accounts. Unfair for her professional family, but most importantly, unfair for Eric, Anna, and Katie. She will always be my hero in life and in death."
With that, honor guards folded the flag draped across Anderson's casket to give to her husband as the bagpipes played a final tribute. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.